It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations, every Friday afternoon, part of All Things Considered. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization topic event that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks who are among the most vulnerable in the community. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, a returning guest organization and a new guest from it. It's Shriners Hospital. Mahe Alani Richardson, Director of Public Relations. Aloha, welcome to HPR and to Helping Hand.
Aloha, Dave. Thanks for having us.
You are quite welcome. Describe the role that you guys have in the community.
Sure. Thanks, Dave. Well, Shriners Hospitals for Children is an international organization of 22 hospitals. The Honolulu Hospital on Punahou Street is the second in the system. We treat all orthopedics. That's anything to do with bones, joints, muscles, and even sports injuries. And we also treat neurodevelopment. So maybe a child with autism or ADHD can also come in.
When it comes to any requirements, insurance, how would it work for people and who would qualify?
You know, that's a really good question, Dave, because people often think that Shriners is for someone else's child. And what they don't realize is that any child can come in up to 18 if they have an orthopedic or neurodevelopmental condition that we treat. So we'll take a physician referral. All the patient has to do is give us a call to make an appointment, regardless of their ability to pay. So if they have insurance or they don't have insurance, we will not turn them away. Long ago, one of the Shriners had some sort of Hawaii connection, and that's how we got a hospital in Honolulu. And every hospital has its specialty, but we also have our little niches as well. So the Honolulu Hospital also treats neurodevelopment or brain conditions, like I mentioned earlier. We even treat dental cases. Some of our kids can't go to a dentist, so we take in those kids that aren't able to see a regular dentist. We are not only treating children right here on Oahu, our physicians are going out to the neighbor islands and treating children all throughout the Pacific as well. And then we bring them here to the Honolulu Hospital.
Do you have emergency services?
No, we don't have emergency services. But we do have a sports clinic. Mm. So for example, your kid is on the playground, breaks a bone. They can walk in the very next day on a weekday until noon and see a pediatric orthopedic surgeon without an appointment.
Let's talk about the different ways that people listening could try to help you out.
It really ranges. We literally just started $1 million campaign for an EOS imaging system. So let's say a patient with scoliosis needs a 3D x-ray, they can stand. And it's ultra low dose in radiation. So it makes these x-rays much safer. This machine is not in Hawaii yet. So that's big picture. You know, a simple donation of $1,000, they can have their name emblazoned on a brick for our hospital so that they can see maybe someone they want to memorialize in perpetuity. $20 pays for a cast on a child. And even through our Facebook page, Shriners Han, we had a need for brand new pillows. I said, all right, I'm going to put it out on Facebook. And literally in 24 hours, a man in a Jaguar just drove up with his car stuffed with brand new pillows. And then he said, okay, I'm going to be giving you pillows every single month. We can use things like food donations, utensils. We do have to be careful because since we are a hospital, we can't accept anything used.
Sure.
But monetary donations are really the most important.
And volunteer opportunities.
We do have a volunteer program. We do have an application process. I will say if they want to volunteer in the public relations department, I'm more than happy to welcome them in. We do have a patient ambassador program. I get all sorts of emails like, I would like to donate this to your patients.
When people who have means and insurance, if that person chooses to come to Shriners and you guys tap their insurance, does the money that you get help to defray some of the costs that you're providing for people who don't have money?
Absolutely.
808-941-4466, ShrinersHonolulu.org. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter, at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We've got all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests. Recently, you were the recipient of a grant.
We wanted to say a warm mahalo to ServCo. They chose 10 organizations to give $25,000 each. And because of that, we're going to be using that as one of the lead donations for EOS imaging.
So if somebody out there with a whole bunch of dough says, I'll just buy them that EOS
machine.
That could happen, right?
Yes, actually, it happened to one of our sister hospitals on the mainland in the West Coast. I believe it was Portland.
$1 million for the apparatus.
$1 million. It's for the apparatus, the technology, and you have to reconfigure parts of the building for it.
That is spelled EOS?
EOS.
It is Mahe Alani Richardson, Director of Public Relations, Shriners Hospitals for Children.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate what you're doing out there for folks. Appreciate you coming down here. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.